Good afternoon. Well, Cats, one of the best loved musicals of all time, is going to be happening over at Duck Tack. That's the Dubai Community Theatre and Arts Centre at Mall of the Emirates. It opens tomorrow, runs through till the 14th of July. I think they've got a couple of tickets left, so if you're interested, do rush down there and get hold of some Time Out tickets. I think you can get them from as well. But just this morning, I caught up with one of their leading cast members, Alison Allier. She's playing the part of Grisabella, and she talked us through playing the part, what it's like to be here in Dubai, and also talked a little bit more about her career. She really is an accomplished and critically acclaimed cabaret performer. She's travelled the world presenting in various one-woman shows. She's had West End success. She's worked as a soloist with numerous orchestras. She's also working on her third CD and been provided backing vocals for the likes of Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue, a really wonderful performer. Let's take a listen now to Alison Allier. Hi, Alison. Now, I understand you're just about to have the dress rehearsal for Cats, all set for the opening show tomorrow evening. How are you feeling, Alison?
Oh, I feel good. I feel good. I've had my couple of hours by the pool, soaking up the Dubai sunshine, and now I'm ready to get all my makeup on and cover it all up.
It helps, does it, to relax, I suppose, before you go into any sort of performance?
It is. It's absolute. Well, as an Australian, I'm quite at home in the water. So, no, it's a lovely way to start the day. Most of the cast are up at the pool at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about your role as, is it Grisabella?
Grisabella the Glamour Cat. She's quite a sad soul. She's, in my head anyway, I'm sure everybody that plays Grisabella has a slightly different take on it, but she's been shunned by the rest of the cats. And she used to be, if you imagine a sort of Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard, she's an old sort of movie star, you know, theatrical star, whatever she is, and she's now quite old, and she's not able to dance as beautifully as she used to dance or sing as beautifully as she used to sing. Mm. And she's not accepted by the rest of the cats. And it's about how she tries to come back into that community and to seek acceptance from them. So she's quite a tortured soul.
Oh, sounds quite sad, actually.
I know, it is a bit sad. Yeah, no, it's lovely. I feel, I mean, it's a role that's been, you know, played by so many different people over the years, and it's a role I've never actually played in London for various reasons. So it's nice to come out here and to do that.
How was it that you got chosen for, first of all, for Cats here in Dubai, and then secondly for this particular role?
I knew the director of Duck Tack, Joseph Fowler. We worked together in Paris many years ago. And Joe was out here working on a show that I did with him at Duck Tack 2 years ago called Let It Snow. So I've been to Duck Tack before. I have a relationship with the director, and it's a role that he thought I would do beautifully. So yeah, he invited me to come out.
Mm. And you're no stranger, as you said, to the I suppose much loved musical Cats. Anyway, are you?
No, I mean, I actually haven't played the role before, but I've sung the song many times in concerts. But it's very different. I think Memory is probably the best known song from the show, and I've performed that many times when doing different sort of concerts, but never actually in the musical itself. So it's you sing it completely differently.
Yeah. And how long does it take to sort of learn the lines and to really feel confident in costume and ready to go? What's the sort of the working time before the performance?
I mean, I actually arrived, they've been rehearsing for a couple of weeks. Grisabella actually is only in a relatively small part of the show. And because of work commitments, I wasn't able to fly out until a week ago. So I've only been here quite a short time. So Joseph's been working with the rest of the company, and then he slotted me in last week. I only got into hair and makeup sort of 2 or 3 days ago, and that's almost like the icing on the cake when you get your makeup and your wig and costume on, because your character feels complete. So I always look forward to that, and then even when I take it off, I can remember what it feels like.
You're still feeling cat-like.
yeah, but it's wonderful working with the other principals in the show, some of whom have done the show many times before, and they know the show inside out. Mm. So, you know, the focus on stage is really great, and I've got a lot of support from them, which has been brilliant.
And what's it like being working with the Spotlight Academy? I know that this is not the first time either that they've had, well, I suppose given local performers, the very best local performers, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work and rehearse with, you know, someone like yourself who's an international star.
It was the same when I came out 2 years ago. The Spotlight Academy were involved in the show. It's brilliant because you sort of have to take on a role of mentor in a way, which is a big responsibility. It's great because the kids are so enthusiastic. Well, not all of them kids, actually. It's got quite a wide age range. But they're all here because they all want to be here and want to be a part of it. And that's what you want in a show, is people who want to be there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're working with professionals, they're just taking the job because they want the money. And they don't actually enjoy the creative process, you know. So it's a very positive environment to work in. And it's just great. It's just a big, big family. Loads of kids running around. I'm missing my kids, so I've adopted a few here.
And I suppose staying on that note, Alison, what would you say or what sort of advice would you give perhaps to budding performers listening today as to, you know, what they should perhaps do if they want to continue or have a career in the industry?
I think it's to take any opportunity you get given. And certainly if you live in Dubai and you want to be involved in acting, singing, dancing, this is a great vehicle to use, you know, just to get to know the business, get to know how it all works, to get experience. You just have to build everything up slowly, you know, and just take the most out of every opportunity that you can get, really. Take it seriously, work hard, but most of all, love it, you know, love what you do.
And did you always know you wanted to sing?
I always sang. I used to put on concerts in my dad's garage from the age of five, and I would charge the neighbours to attend.
Oh, gosh, right.
So I was always in it for the money. But, the poor neighbours. I think we were doing Jesus Christ Superstar at the age of eight. I always loved singing. I was always involved in school concerts. I taught myself the guitar. I was always writing, you know, love songs, and I was very tortured teenager. But I got to the end of school and I didn't really know what I was going to do, and my music teacher encouraged me to audition for the conservatorium in Brisbane. I'm originally from Australia. And I got in and I thought, oh heck, this is where I'm going. And it was absolutely the right step.
But you've just had, I've been reading all about you. I mean, you really have done pretty much everything. You know, you've sang with some of the best, you've been on stage, you've been on I must ask you about this musical of Jerry Springer, which you actually were, I think, won an award for.
I got a nomination for an Olivier Award for Best Actress for a show that I was going to turn down. I even turned down the opportunity to audition. I just said to my agent, this is rubbish.
Isn't that funny? And then that was the one that I suppose gave you the nomination.
From a musical standpoint, that show is definitely the highlight of my career.
Really? Right.
You know, absolutely incredible. It's a show that will clearly never come to Dubai.
No, I don't think so. Having watched a bit of the trailer on YouTube, I don't see that happening.
No, I don't think so. You just hear bleeping the whole way through the show. But it was a brilliant concept. And I also did the show at the Sydney Opera House in Australia. And the song that I sang in the show, we made a dance track out of with a wonderful producer called Marius DeVries, who produces Madonna and all sorts of amazing people. And the dance track has been in the clubs all over the world for about 7 years now. And I travel all over the world still singing that song.
Amazing. But what's next for you? That was Alison Lear there talking with me this morning. She, of course, is playing in Cats the Musical. It's starting tomorrow evening over at Duck Tack and runs through till the 14th of July. There are a couple of tickets left, I heard. I spoke just this morning with Duck Tack. So if you want to head down there, then do rush and get your tickets. But it was lovely to talk to you, and I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic performance. Well, we are going to head to the news headlines now, and next, after that, we'll be talking all about books with Matthew Cowdery, who's back, who is the Middle East Sales Manager for Hachette, and he has some great reading recommendations for you. So why not join us? Do text in your great reading recommendations as well. That's all coming up right here on The Edge.